in space and in the line, Lucy in a line. I imagine myself lying thin on one, my body a string stretched to the end of one pole to another, my being, it's not who I am, it's what it means when I lie between them. I'm not feeling the run yet, but I do feel the strain of the thought as I stretch to not resist myself, I tug. In fact, I might refract depending on how I read my own leaning into abstraction. The black wants to spit across the small space between us tells me, you know, I want to spit on your face. But he won't. He knows what it's like to be spit on in the face. The mind does not matter, nor does the labor of the act. What does is the smell of the spit when it sticks, despite rubbing a face in the grass, despite the brown patches that burn through the green openings. It's not color in the end that matters. Perhaps if I, as the white, in my own mind and in my own intention as a spitting body, decide to release, then I'd lose my face. I'd lose it joyfully. If I could, the thought leapt like a lamb into a dream, or maybe it plummets into some river, weighed down into depth. Damned, I stare at the surface. I feel the flood against my own ebbing. Hear the clicks, the fan gunning into the night weight. Smell the fat burn in the air. If my body fell there, crashing through the dark water's surface, my confessions to any false lake wouldn't hold. I, shaking, have no place to think about this dead end of meaning, as I am so important. What freedom do I want? Part of me flies white and tumbling through the air into part of you, wanting to release from your face to mine. Are you so devoid you can't imagine, like me, looking out over the arc unfurling in the substance that binds us both expelled?